101.5, and you are seconds away from Hot in Hollywood. We want you to have the best vacation possible. Holly, where are you going in this summer?
I am. My boyfriend Justin and I are going to Vegas to see Lady Gaga.
Fancy. And Scott, where are you going?
I'm going to China.
Okay.
Okay.
China. All right, and he's going across the world.
Yes.
Well, you need some spending money for whatever vacation you're going on, and that is why we're giving you a shot at $1,000, all right?
Yes.
So be listening at 8 a.m. for your chance at $1,000.
WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Hot in Hollywood is powered by Four Corners Upper School. So what is this situation between Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift? Or is there one? Is this all fans just materializing this out of nowhere? Earlier in the week, we told you that a countdown clock had appeared on Taylor Swift's social media, counting down to the 26th of April. That is next Friday. Meaning, she got new music coming out next Friday because she is the master of, you know, counting us down and getting us pumped and all that. So we know that there's something new coming from Taylor on the 26th. That, keep that in mind, because Kim Kardashian says that she's moved on from her infamous feud with Taylor, but she announced Monday that she is launching a new fragrance with Kylie, and it debuts on the 26th.
That's shady right there.
Like, I mean, that's not a coincidence, right? Or is it? Maybe, I mean, do they not, like, maybe they're so out of sync with each other that they have no idea what the other is doing?
I mean, it could be quite possible that after all this time, you know, they're probably not following each other on Instagram and Twitter. And so if your friends know not to bring it up and you don't follow that person, and when you're a celebrity, they're not pouring over TMZ and Entertainment Weekly like we are as regular mortals. And so, you know, it's possible that they don't know and that it just happened to be a crazy-ass coincidence.
Yeah.
Or Kim Kardashian could just be petty level 1,000.
I'm leaving myself open to both possibilities.
Okay.
Cardi B took to social media yesterday to announce her collaboration with her husband, Offset.
Oh.
They've got a collab coming out basically today at 10 a.m., and it's called Clout. Now, if you haven't seen the cover art yet, it's a photo of Migos, or I'm sorry, obviously Offset is in Migos. Offset is standing, and they're both wearing like that leather S&M type gear.
Oh.
So he's standing.
Oh.
She's kneeling.
Okay.
And she's also in the gear, and her hair is like tiger striped in the same color as this song, apparently.
So
the art.
Is this going to be the new version of Rihanna's S&M?
Maybe.
It's like the updated version, so...
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if their outfits necessarily speak to what the song is going to sound like or lyrics, whatever. But I do know that they got the song together, and that sometimes is not a good thing in the industry, right? Like, we've always said don't do a song with whoever it is.
Well, I always feel like if you're dating, especially, when you're married and they have a kid, I mean, it's okay, but they have had troubles before,
what
so...
I'm saying. What I have to say. Anyway, that comes out at 10 a.m. today. So if you want to check out Clout. And then, I think we've heard whispers about this, and we finally got like an okay from Lil Dicky, because we heard that Justin Bieber had some new music coming out, even though he's supposed to be taking a break for his mental health. Well, Lil Dicky put out a video on Instagram.
There's so many things I want to tell you, but I just want to start with two simple words. Justin Bieber.
So, yeah, he's verifying that collab is happening. Justin re-grammed it or retweeted and said, Friday, let's save the world. And in addition to Justin, the video for the song features DJ Khaled, Katy Perry, Halsey, Shawn Mendes, Adam Levine. Why did I almost call him that? Adam Levine. I mean, it's just the list goes on. It's crazy.
Wow.
This is going to be an event.
Now, are all these people actually in the song or are they just probably in the video?
Probably in the video.
Okay.
But you never know. So we'll have to keep our eyes out on that. That happens Friday. And finally, Miguel, you are about ready to leave this radio station and barricade yourself listening to new Beyonce.
I've already tweeted it and put it on my Instagram.
Yep.
I want to turn the off button on the radio station, and I just want to go listen to new Beyonce.
Okay, yeah, here's what happened. So Beyonce's documentary film, it's called Homecoming, hit Netflix yesterday, and it offers us a little glimpse into her life that we don't usually get to see. It's a behind-the-scenes look at what went into her performance at last year's Coachella, which, interestingly, obviously, it's coming out in the middle of Coachella now, and she became the first Black woman to ever headline the event. So it covers that. It also includes home movies and never-before-seen photos of she and Jay-Z, their newborn twins, this kind of stuff. And then the album dropped.
Oh.
So, Miguel, have you been able to listen to any of this?
I listened to probably 30 seconds of like three tracks because it's like 40 songs on there.
What?
I mean, it's a long, this is not something that you can just sit and digest quickly.
Oh.
This is a commitment.
Wow.
And so that's why I said I have to wait till after the show so I can take it in its entirety.
How she got two twins under the age of two and she put out 40 songs?
Well, it's basically the songs from her Coachella performance.
Yeah.
Just so you don't have to like pull up a video in your car.
So you can actually just listen and not watch.
Exactly.
I got it. That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
It is 7:04. Don't forget, we have $1,000 up for grabs and we do it at 8 a.m. Now, I don't want to embarrass the show, but tomorrow we will not be in studio. We're actually going to be live on location somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But where we will be doing this show has me a little freaked out. But you're going to be able to profit off of my misfortune.
Oh.
I'll explain in two songs.